Let's welcome in our next guest talking about these Patriots. You can find him on Twitter at Ryan_Kieran. He's a writer for Pat's Pulpit, part of SB Nation. It is Ryan Kieran. Right? Thanks for Ryan. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Man, we're watching from afar, but it appears like Rob Gronkowski has drank 300 beers today so far. How's that party going down there for the Pats?
Oh, it was awesome. I wish I could have been there. I had other stuff going on and I couldn't make it, but I made it home in time to watch some of it on TV, and it was just electric, man. It was exciting.
Ryan, believe it or not, there aren't a lot of victory parades in the state of Utah. Certainly not for the NFL.
Hey, too soon.
Well, okay, at this point, what do the Celtics have 25-plus championships? The Patriots have 5 now. The Boston Celtics, or I should say the Boston Red Sox, have now won several in the last decade. Are people still amped about parades in Boston, or is this just something that happens seemingly every couple of weeks?
Oh, it's the greatest part about this town, man. It happens so often, but it's never any less special. The parades are still packed. They're still electric. And all sports. And you have the sections of the fan bases for each sport that are just diehards, and it's great. It's the greatest sports town in America.
It appears like at least several players are wearing hats or shirts that are taking direct and indirect shots at Roger Goodell. I think it was Danny Amendola. I think he's wearing a hat that says "Fire Goodell." I mean, could there be fines based off of that behavior, in your opinion?
I'm really not sure, actually. I would doubt it. Matt Patricia, when he got off the plane, had one of those Goodell clown shirts on. I wouldn't expect any punishments, but, I mean, it wouldn't put it past me with Roger Goodell.
So, Ryan, looking at this now, I know a lot of people who are Patriots fans thought, okay, you won your 5th championship. If you're Tom Brady, you're clearly a step above now Joe Montana and Terry Bradshaw. You got the last championship between you and Peyton Manning since Peyton's retired already. What left is there to play for? Is there any expectation in Boston that Tom Brady's going to hang it up, or is it well known that he's going to come back next season?
Oh, yeah, no, he's definitely back. He said that his wife actually asked him to retire after the game, and he said that he's having too much fun. He loves the game, man. He takes absolutely insane care of his body. He said that his arm doesn't get tired anymore because he's in such great shape. He wants to play into his 40s, and the Patriots already are prepared to extend him after next year, so I see no reason that he doesn't play at least 3 more years.
Do the Pats have any major concerns that they'll try to address this year in the draft or free agency, in your opinion?
They have a ton of free agents, but they also have a ton of cap space, so it'll be a lot easier to answer that after the free agency wave. Bringing back Dante Hightower is completely necessary. If he doesn't come back, then there's going to be a big hole in the linebackers. Outside of that, there's not a ton. We're losing a couple of edge players in Sheerdan, Chris Long. We could be losing a couple of running backs in Blunt and Bolden, and White and Lewis are free agents after next year, too. So I think they'd target a running back, probably target a tight end if they don't bring Martellus Bennett back, which if I had to guess right now, I would say that it's probably not going to happen. I think he's going to go get his money somewhere else. So an edge prospect, a tight end, and a running back would probably be my top three.
Ryan,
areas to expect.
Looking at a couple of moves that the Pats made in season, obviously caught the attention of us here in Utah, as Eric Rowe played at the University of Utah. He was acquired for basically nothing before week one, and then Kyle Van Noy was a mid-season acquisition. What types of roles did those guys play for the Patriots this season outside of making a couple of big plays in the Super Bowl?
Eric Rowe went criminally underrated towards the end of the season. I think he was a huge part of the Patriots defense finally settling down. The defense was kind of all over the place early in the season. And when Rowe got healthy around week 10 and he kind of settled in as the outside corner across from Malcolm Butler and Logan Ryan got to move into the slot, that's really when the defense kind of took off. And I think he was a key part of that. He's not perfect, but he's a big physical corner who can match up on big physical wide receivers. And it was something that the secondary was lacking. Van Noy kind of split time with Che McClellan and Landon Roberts as the second tight end behind Dante Hightower. And, he had some big moments, but he was more of like a depth piece, but he was really key because if, McClellan wasn't getting the job done, Van Noy could come in and they were kind of interchangeable. And, the rotation worked out really well to keep them both fresh.
Martellus Bennett and Devin McCourty have both said they're not going to go to the White House, obviously in protest of Donald Trump. How many other Patriots players do you expect to follow suit, if any?
I'm really not sure. I mean, I know the team just is so locked up about stuff. It's really been surprising to hear all the political talk with Brady and Belichick and Robert Kraft, like even in support of Trump. And Bennett and McCourty coming out and saying that they're not. So it's really tough to guess who wouldn't go. I would expect that there's going to be a few more.
We're talking to Ryan Kieran. He joins us. He covers the Patriots for SB Nation. As we look at this Patriots team now, how does this team stack up, and how does this Super Bowl victory stack up against the other previous four?
When they beat the Seahawks in 2014 and Malcolm Butler had that just incredible interception, to this day I say it's the greatest play in sports history. I said that there was no way that any game was ever going to top this. And this Falcons Super Bowl just blew it out of the water. I was broken at 28-3. I thought there was no way they were coming back. And when Hightower had that strip sack, the life was right back. And when they got the sack and the penalty back-to-back plays to knock the Falcons out of field goal range and force a punt, like it just felt like they were winning. There was no doubt left in my mind at that point. As much as I was trying to stay calm and not set myself up for heartbreak again twice in the same game, it was amazing.
What's the future for Rob Gronkowski? How healthy can he get, and how high of a level can he get back to playing?
I would expect nothing less than what he's done to get back. He's come back from injury so many times already, and it is a real concern, and I could definitely see the Patriots moving on from him as hard as that would be in the next couple of years. But I really expect him back next year, and I expect him back at a high level. As for the injuries, I mean, he's a huge dude, and he's had multiple back injuries now, and that's a scary thing. I mean, we see it in the NBA with big men all the time. They get a couple, and it starts to become a big issue. So it definitely could plague him. Obviously, I hope it doesn't. But in terms of when he's healthy, I would still expect the same guy.
Do you expect Jimmy Garoppolo to be back as the backup quarterback next year for the Patriots? And if not, what do you think is a realistic asking price? I mean, what do you think they would settle for at the lowest cost?
At this point, I definitely don't think he's going to be back. It wouldn't completely shock me to see them go into the final year and then play it out if they don't get what they want. They don't really strike me as a front office who's going to settle for a deal that they don't like. Because, I mean, Brady could go down and they like Garoppolo. They're not going to completely write off the backup quarterback spot just to get what they can for Garoppolo. Right now, though, I would guess that he's going to get traded. And I think the Bears are probably the most likely destination right now from all reports. The reports are that they're asking for a first and more. I think if you got the Bears' second-round pick this year, which will be, you know, top five pick of the second round, and then like a future fourth that could be a conditional third for next year, I would personally take that for Jimmy Garoppolo, considering that we've, as great as he was for those six quarters, we've only seen six quarters of him.
You can find him on Twitter at Ryan_Kieran. Read him as at the Pats Pulpit, part of SB Nation, covering the Patriots. Ryan, good stuff. Congratulations on the Super Bowl.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me on.